Pollution from the area around Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado is so bad that park managers say it's changing the ecosystem. Nitrogen is a particular worry. The nutrient is building up in waterways and soils, and nitrogen levels are now twice what's referred to as the, quote, critical load. That's the level where changes in the ecosystem began to occur, changes that put plants and animals at risk. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
For the last couple of decades, researchers have been measuring the amount of nitrogen in the air, soil, and the water at Rocky Mountain National Park. Every Tuesday, a technician walks through a grassy prairie to collect samples from a monitoring station.
I think we've only missed 3 or 4 Tuesdays in the whole 23-year history, including in the wintertime.
Park biologist Carl Cordova says nitrogen levels today are up to 20 times what they were 100 years ago.
The nitrogen level began to increase as industrialization began to occur in the western United States.
Cordova says the extra nitrogen is upsetting the ecosystem. But to see the evidence, you need a microscope. Algae in this creek have changed significantly. Cordova says algae that thrive on nitrogen now dominate.
100 years ago, you could look in and you might see 8 different species all in equal number. Today, you would see 3 species in greater abundance, and the other species would be somewhat undernourished or outcompeted.
Cordova says that's because nitrogen levels are well above the critical load number set by the Park Service. Eventually, he says, the damage will work its way up the food chain, from algae to the prized trout in the park's streams. Within just a few decades, the Park Service estimates that fish could start dying off in large numbers. This is the first time a national park has set a critical load. Managers hope it'll encourage nearby communities and industries to change their polluting ways voluntarily, since the agency can't force change. They're talking with industry groups and state regulators, such as Mike Silverstein with the Colorado Air Pollution Control Division.
There's a number of sources that emit nitrogen, primarily 2 categories. The burning of fuels, coal, natural gas, gasoline. The other half of the coin is ammonia emissions, and that primary source of ammonia emissions are from agriculture sources.
Silverstein says there's a lot of progress in reducing nitrogen pollution from fossil fuels. Engines burn a lot cleaner these days. Agriculture, though, hasn't received as much attention. Farmers are understandably worried about the focus on their industry. No decisions have been made yet, but some of the suggestions being discussed will cost money to implement. For example, one idea is to have farmers fertilize their fields several times a year instead of just once. That way, less nitrogen would escape into the air before plants can use it. Troy Bradenkamp with the Colorado Farm Bureau is skeptical the increased cost would be worthwhile.
Most ag producers really need to see the proof before, you know, they're not opposed to doing the right thing, as long as it makes sense. And from a scientific perspective, it can be proven that it's going to make a difference.
Already, there's a sizable body of peer-reviewed research about the problems in Rocky Mountain National Park, and more studies are being conducted. But the Park Service says nitrogen levels need to be reduced soon, before more damage is done. This prompted some urgency in the negotiations underway. And there's the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, which could step in at any time and force farmers in nearby communities to reduce their pollution. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.